for the song. Thank you for the songs. It's something about that song, Waymaker. It's just
Yes.
something about that song, Waymaker. And,
Yes.
you know, we have all faced some issues. And even last night, as we were walking to the elevator, I heard Apostle talking about one of the things that she went through, being raped at a young age. And the particular person that raped her was a satanic worshiper. And that was an attempt to instill something of Satan into her through that rape. And I just thank God that the Waymaker sustained. The Waymaker held her tight. The Waymaker protected her. The Waymaker allowed her to go through that and so many other issues. For all of us, we've been through so many issues. There's testimony beyond testimony beyond testimony on the screen as I look at you. Those that have that have gone through school that people said that you wouldn't make it. Those that have healed from things that they said that the doctor said you would never make it through. Those that have gone through rocky issues in their relationships. Those that have gone through financial troubles. Those that are still healing from surgeries. Those that are still facing surgery. Whatever it is, the Waymaker, the miracle doer, the promise keeper.
Yes,
the
yes.
Promise keeper because he promised you. He promised you that you
yes.
would be victorious, that you are an overcomer. So this situation that you're facing, the situation that you face, and the situation that's still coming, you are, by the promise keeper's very words, victorious and an overcomer. So give God some praise. Give God honor.
Hallelujah.
Give God thanks. It says, the word says to come, that that our prayer, we should let God know everything of our requests by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving means that as I'm praying, I'm already thanking you for doing what you said you did. I'm already thanking that my prayers, that my requests to you have already been awarded because your answers are yes and amen. So glory to you, God. I praise you. I bless you. I honor you. Without any further, I can just go so much further to talk and just, God,
Jesus.
It's so awesome to just feel God move on your heart, to feel God do something different. When you just felt like you weren't in the right place. I don't know who felt like that. Amen. Somebody's praising amen. But I don't know who else has felt like that. But I at one point felt like I just couldn't get it right. Like I couldn't do it. But I'm just feeling so empowered and just different. It's come from our time of consecration going to the beginning of this year, just spending more time in the word. The prayer time that we've been having, the corporate prayer time, the praying for Apostle and the ministry. Thank you for the intercessory team that's been joining and doing so. Thank you all of you for just what you have
yes.
been. Everyone on the screen has been of some service to the ministry, whether it be simply inviting somebody, whether it be speaking out, whatever it is. I just thank God for each and every single one of you. Beloved, once again, honor to you, beloved, honor and honor to you. And without further ado, I present to you all, as all of you know, detailed who she is in our lives, for us and with us. I present our beloved, excited Apostle Max.
Amen. 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 Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Well, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And before I say anything else, let me take a vain moment here. A vain moment. Elder West, that picture, that slide that you put up there, please send that to me. I would love to have that. I just thank God for it, for that, and y'all putting that together. So please send that to me. And thank you so much, New Vision. Thank you, you know, for acknowledging me. And all of you that made the sacrifice, it was a time sacrifice, a financial sacrifice, whatever the case may be. But all of you that came out, I can honestly say I was genuinely surprised. I was genuinely surprised and truly blessed, truly, truly blessed at the faces and the numbers of you. I'm telling you, the year could end right now and I would be all right, okay? I would be all right. But it was a good time in the Lord. One of the things that I thought was very unique, and this was the first recognition that they have for Black History Month, and they plan on doing it annually. They do plan on doing it annually. And I thought about how it's ironic that I would be recognized during Black History Month. Now, why I say that is this. Prior to coming to Baltimore, I lived in a very white area. I lived in a white area. And my mother did not raise us, to be prejudiced. And so being raised with as many Caucasians as we were raised with, even though we saw some prejudice, I just wasn't a prejudice. I still am not, by the way, wasn't a prejudiced person. However, I also was not one that would walk around saying, I'm Black and I'm proud. I'm Black and I'm proud. Being raised with whites, having a lot of the what was fed to me as far as Blacks and whites are concerned, I had some negative attitude where Blacks were concerned, not knowing my Black history and heritage and so forth and so on. I was just disconnected. I'm just a people person, so I'm just disconnected. It was neither Black nor white. And then the Blacks that I did see, and I ask y'all to hear me and hear my heart. The Blacks that I did see that were Black and proud came from the Black Panthers, okay? Came from some teachings of Farrakhan. And where I heard that, the white man was the devil. And so in my mind at that time, the only way to be back Black and proud was you had to be prejudiced and hate white people. That was what was in my mind coming back from there. And so I didn't have that. I'm Black and I'm proud. I'm just a person. I'm a child of God, da 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 da. So then when I came to Baltimore and I was here for a few years, and I was scared to death. I had an identity crisis. My children can tell you, our first year that we were here, we were too white in our attitudes and the way we carried things. We were too white to be Black. And then when we dealt with the white people, we were too Black to be white. So we didn't fit in anywhere. We were just here. That's all it was. We were just here. So it was through some business colleagues that I was told about Black Wall Street. I was told about Black Wall Street, and I've shared that with y'all before. And when I read about Black Wall Street, I was so fascinated, so truly fascinated. Wait a minute, let me say this too. Before I moved to Baltimore, when I came here on an assignment, I was amazed to see so many Black doctors, lawyers, nurses, business owners, homeowners, all of these colleges with Black people with master's degree and all that. I didn't see that back in Wilkes-Barre. Trust me, I did not see that back in Wilkes-Barre. So when I came here, I decided that I wanted to stay here because I thought that it would give my children a hope for the future and being Black women that they could succeed because all of the success we saw in Wilkes-Barre were from the whites. We didn't see many Blacks. I think there may have been one or two Black-owned businesses that I knew about. One was a jeweler, Olin's something jeweler. Morris or something like that. And he owned a business, and I didn't know of any other Black businesses. Didn't see any Black doctors, et cetera. So when I saw all of that here, I'm like, yes, I'm going to raise my children here so they would have a hope over the future. And it was one of the best decisions that I made as far as them and their education and their success in life. One of the best decisions I made. So then back to Black Wall Street, when I saw that and learned about it, then I did research. I was like, wow, y'all, I can be proud of being Black and not having to hate anybody. I don't have to dislike white people. And I can be proud to be a Black person. So it didn't mean because I'm proud to be Black that I don't like whites. I love them because they're in my heritage. Okay, I did that. That's part of my heritage. So that was cool. And then here, I'm calling myself a girl at this point. Here, this girl, this young lady who didn't know about how to be Black, didn't know what that meant, finding out more as I lived here, finding out more about my history, more about my heritage, more about here. I really had to learn about diversification to the utmost and so forth and so on. And the first time that I am being acknowledged outside of the church, you guys acknowledging me for anything, the first time I'm being acknowledged for anything outside of that, it's in Black History Month. You talk about, I was like, wow, God, what a connection that was for me. What a connection it was for me. So I thank God. I thank Apostle Linda Harvey. I think definitely, I think there was at least 15 of us, if at least 15 of us that was at this event last night. And I thank you all. I love you all. To God be the glory. And we're only going onward and upward in the name of Jesus. And listen, and it doesn't matter what color we are. What matters is that we are all children of the Most High God, and we are successful in His sight. We have been made righteous in His sight. We have been delivered in His sight. We have been all that we need to be is in the blood of Jesus, and that's who we have. That's what connects us together. We are bound together with cords that cannot be broken. Those are cords of love. God is love. He's what binds us together. And the list goes on and on. New Vision, I love you. I praise God for you. And I thank God once again. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. To God be the glory. To God be all the glory and the honor. Amen, amen, amen. And listen, Michelle, when you and Steve came in, where y'all were sitting, right behind where me. But when y'all were coming in, and when Steve got right next to Tabika's seat and Malkia's seat, the praise and worship was going on, and Steve started singing. And I heard that voice. I said, "Go ahead, Steve, sing that song, sing that song." That young man, he can sing, and he blessed me. And believe it or not, it made me think of Raymond. It made me, Raymond Henson had an awesome voice, and I loved hearing him sing. And then when I heard Steve singing, I was like, wow, it's so good to hear a man with a decent voice singing and singing praises unto God. So he blessed me. Please let him know it was a blessing, and I thank God for him. Okay, I told y'all this week we are going to do some things dealing with deliverance. We're going to do some things dealing with deliverance. And those of you that were on the training that I did yesterday, you're going to hear stuff again because I'm using the same material. So you are going to hear stuff again. New Vision, you are above and beyond, hear me when I say this, many ministries, because you come from a woman that, a woman, you come from a ministry, a pastor that believes in deliverance. I've taught y'all deliverance. We've gone through deliverance. We've seen deliverance. So deliverance is nothing new to you. It's nothing new to you. We have new members. And when I say new members, people that are here that have joined since we've been on Zoom. So they have not been taught the same things that you have been taught. We have people that came into the ministry after I did those teachings and who weren't at New Vision to see the manifestation of demons and so forth and so on. So some of this is going to be new to you. But what I want to start with saying is, first of all, just the way angels are a part of heaven, a part of our lives and so forth, demons, they were once angels too and got kicked out of heaven. With they didn't get kicked out. Satan was the one that was kicked out and took a third of the angels with him, and they became his angels, okay? And so forth. Demons do exist. as a saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled church and members of the church, please understand demons do exist. Please understand that in the body of Christ, in the body of Christ, as a Christian, you cannot be possessed by a demon. Hear ye, but you certainly can be oppressed by a demon. But you can't be possessed, because possess is ownership. And who owns us? Y'all unmute your mics for me. I need to hear y'all this morning. Unmute your mic, somebody, at least two of you.
God.
That's right. That's who owns us. Jesus' blood was shed on Calvary. He purchased us. We are his. No matter what state of mind we find ourselves in, no matter what state and trouble we find our bodies in, our life, we belong to God. That's who we belong to. And we may be in a place, praise be unto God, where it doesn't seem like being his child is advantageous to us. But trust me, the very fact that Satan can't own you, that's advantageous enough right there, okay? That's powerful enough. So what I wanted to do this morning, let me get to my share screen. What I wanted to do, how do I do this? Okay, here I go with my technical. There we look at there. There we go. Okay. So what I wanted to do this morning is to share some information with you about open doors that allow demons to operate in our life, continue to operate in our life, even after salvation, because of the fact that we have not acknowledged these things, discontinued these things, and the list goes on. But this is where I want to start with you. One of my first sermons that I preached was on Lazarus, one of the first ones I did. And in studying to do that sermon, this scripture here was the most pronounced, this verse was the most, it was the most effective verse in the story of Lazarus for me. It was the most effective. It changed my life. And I have shared it several times. I've traveled and shared it at different churches in different states when I went to preach, when I got to, you know, preach out of town. And people will ask me, would you come and share a word? Come and share a word. And the Lord would always impress on me at that time about sharing this story connected to this verse. Now, let me read it for you. Now, when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes. And his face was wrapped in a cloth. And Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. New Vision has seen me when I do this. You know, I have somebody wrapped up in a sheet, laying down, you know, on the floor like they were in the tomb. And when it gets to the point of Lazarus, come forth, we would have somebody help that person stand up, because we got them bound up. They can't move. And so we got them bound up, and then we get to the place of loose him and let him go. And what God revealed to me, praise be unto God, what he revealed to me, there are many of us in the body of Christ. We were dead. We were dead. We were dead in our sin. We were dead, you know, to the ways of the Lord. We were dead, but then we accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, and accepting him as our Savior, he told us to come forth, and we came forth. However, many of us were still wrapped up in our grave clothes, and the grave clothes that we were wrapped up in was addiction, depression, sickness, fornicating, I don't know, you name whatever it is that was your grave clothes. You were wrapped up in that, but yet we had accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior. Drug addiction, alcohol addiction, pornography, all of these things, we were still wrapped up in that. But yet we had been called up out of the grave. We now are children of God, and we still had these things going on. And when Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. Sharing the goodness of Christ, you know the love of God. You know that he died to set you free. However, many of us are not walking in our freedom. Many of us still have grave clothes on. And so I wanted to point out to you today the very thing, praise God, the very thing that kept us in our grave clothes. Now, see, I don't know how to make this thing here shift. Wait a minute. To go to the next screen on the share. Okay, here it is. I got it. Okay, so we're dealing with 12 open doors to demons. 12 open doors to demons. And follow me. And listen, before I go through this, because I know some of you are reading it already, before I go through this, let me give you the good news first. And then we're going to end with the good news. It's like a sandwich. I'm going to give you the good news. This is the bad news. And we're going to end with the good news. The good news is that Jesus overcame every last one of our demons. He overcame them. He defeated them all, y'all. He defeated them all. So as I go through this, no matter which one of these things you may find yourself plagued with right now, God, through his son Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. Okay, understand that. He is God in the flesh. That this all has been covered by the blood of Jesus. We can be set free from this. Jesus died so that we would not have to suffer all of this. But yet these are open doors. So after when we go through this, if you find yourself having these doors open in your life today, you can shut those doors. Today, you can say the buck stops here. The buck stops here. So, here, 12 open doors, generational curses or inherent demons. Generational curses are those curses that have come down through our bloodline, our grandfather, great grandfather, the great great, all the way back to Adam and Eve. Any curse that was on the family, in the family bloodline, the demons had rights to us, legal rights, to pursue us or to infiltrate our lives with these issues. We inherited it. It's just like, praise be unto God, those that have diabetes or breast cancer or any of these things, and your mother and father had them and your grandparents had them. You didn't ask for it. It was in the blood. You got the blood from the parents. So you now walk around claiming and or it has been manifested in your bodies, these same disease. You inherited it. Most of us only want to inherit our parents' will. If they be in the place where they got something to leave us, okay, we want to inherit the will and get the financial benefit, get the houses and the land and property and all of that stuff. That's what we want to think about when we think about inherit. But we inherit generational curses as well. Number two is the result of unwanted pregnancy. You have a pregnancy that you did not want. The woman didn't want the pregnancy. The man didn't want the pregnancy. There's resentment about the pregnancy. So in that baby feels that as well. And in that baby picks that up in the spirit, beloved. Hear me. There is nothing that you're doing while you're pregnant that your child is not having access to. So that baby picks up the rejection. The baby picks up the rebellion and so forth and so on. Then when that child is born, because it was an unwanted pregnancy, Okay, right now I'm not going to the point yet of you getting rid of the baby, but you kept the child. But now you can't bond with the child because it was an unwanted pregnancy. So now this child is being rejected even as a baby. This child is being rejected. Then the child goes on to kindergarten and so forth and so on. It's being rejected, depending on the color of the child, depending on the child's hair texture, depending on what part of the city the child is in, depending on what information the school has or your friends have about your parents and all this stuff. Rejection, rejection, rejection. Rejection is one of the biggest demonic oppressive spirits that we deal with, and there is a tree of rejection, and it has so many different areas of being rejected. We are rejected by the parents, we do self-rejection, we do community rejection, and it's hundreds of things that we are rejected for, and we carry that. And I'm telling you, if you want to see a group of angry people, a group of rebellious people, a group of people that are hurting, they're depressed, despondent, and so forth, watch for the rejected person. The next thing is growing up in a broken home. Growing up in a broken home, this creates pressure that you were not meant to handle. One of the examples I like to use is the fact that when a home is broken, okay, and then it can be broken in several ways. It can be broken because a mother and a father got a divorce. It can be broken because the father never lived with the family, and so he was never there. It can be broken because her husband and wife are together, but she's getting beaten every day. The kids are getting beaten every day. It's a broken home. And again, it creates pressures that you weren't meant to carry. One of the things that I like, I said, in looking at that, is when the man has walked away from the home, the young son in the home is 5 or 6 years old, and the mistake that mothers have made have said to their sons, "You are the man of the house." And now you have put pressure on a six-year-old child that he is the man of the house. And as the man of the house, he ends up thinking, every time I see mommy cry, I gotta make her feel better. Every time I see my brothers or sisters out of order, I gotta try to help them. And mommy's crying over bills. I'm now 12 or 13 years old. I gotta find a way to get a job to try to help mommy pay the bills. Some boy is messing with my sister. I gotta go and beat this person up. I gotta protect the family. This was pressure put on a child that never should have been. The same thing with a young lady. You may be in a broken home where you end up being with the father. Your mother could have passed away. She could have walked out and left you. But so now this young girl is with her father, and then she is the lady of the house, the woman of the house. She's got to do the cooking, the cleaning, and keeping things in order and keeping the rest of the children in order. Oh, Holy Spirit, help me here. And one of the other things, unfortunately, that I have seen and had to minister to was where she ended up also being the father's woman. Hear me when I say this. The pressures that are brought onto us growing up in a broken home. Then those that are involved in the occult, astrology, horoscope. Horoscope, not horoscope. It is a hera. Horoscope, the Ouija board, black magic, white magic, tarot cards, talking to the dead, etc. This is an involvement in the occult. It baffles me how many God-fearing people that I run into that will have the audacity to ask, "What is your sign?" Now, hear me, y'all. I dealt in this stuff. I used to read the horoscope all the time, my horoscope all the time. I used to read it. I used to study the signs as far as astrology is concerned because I'm a relationship lover. I love relationships. I love couples being together and so forth. And according to astrology, certain signs meet match up better with certain signs. So let me find out what sign you are if you're my girlfriend, and I'm going to help you find a boyfriend, okay? And we can tell by the signs. I did that stuff, okay? That was being involved in the occult. Little did I know that it was the occult, saints of God. And here, like I said, I'm at 70 years old. I am hearing grown adults, 50, 60, 70 years old, talking about, well, I'm a Cancer. Well, I'm a Aquarius. Well, I'm a this. Listen, it's the occult. And we are not any of those things. We are children of the Most High God. But we have opened the door for witchcraft to be in our lives dealing with this stuff. Now, taking part in false religion, Mormonism, Hinduism, Buddhism, Jehovah's Witness, Confucianism, New Age, Muslim, this, that, and the other. So many different false religions. And in this day and age, we are told where they get us. I mean, we have conformed so much to this world. We people are saying we ought to be inclusive. Who is to say that what the Bible tells us about Jesus being the only way, that it is the truth and it is the only way? By faith, we walk in that. However, you know, the world wants us to receive everybody else's religion so that we don't offend anybody else. Jesus will offend you. He will offend you. You hear me? He will offend you to bring you to the point of truth and revelation. He will offend you. He offended the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He offended them. He offended those who were saying, how could you sit down and have a meal with a tax collector? They were offended. But children of God, and not one of these relationships or religions did anybody die for our sins. Not one of them. Not one of them did anybody go to the cross and become sin so that we would not have to die and go to hell. Not a one. I don't care how good the religion sounds. I don't care. Now, listen, listen, listen. I'm not telling you, let me say this for sure. Every single one of these religions that I just mentioned, New Age and so forth, we are to love these people. We are to minister to these people. We are to help them if they are in need of help. What you're not supposed to do is accept their beliefs and change from your Christian belief to theirs to make them feel comfortable. Moving right along, because I got 12 of them, as you see, and I'm not trying to take all your time, but I want y'all to get this. Now, the other one, bringing demonic objects into your life. Spirits flow through people, excuse me. Spirits flow through people, places, animals, and objects. Dream catchers, horoscopes, demonic artwork, demonic books, good luck charms, ethnic artifacts, tattoos, clothing with skulls and skeletons. Mind you, too, let me say this. This list is not all inclusive, that this is the only thing. There are hundreds of other things that are demonic objects that we bring into our life. This is just to make you start thinking these few things we got labeled here. I'm not telling you that every piece of jewelry you buy is demonically and got spells on it. I'm not saying that, but I am saying that there are jewelry, there's jewelry, there are clothing that are made in different countries, by different nationalities of people that believe in witchcraft. And while they're making these things, they are pronouncing spells over these things. It's been a known and proven fact that there has been jewelry that, oh my God, I remember one so clearly. Jewelry where the spirit of Python was pronounced over the jewelry, and it was a necklace. The spirit of Python. And every time this woman would put this necklace on, she would find herself choking and gagging. And she still wore the jewelry, not knowing that was the cause of it. The spirit of Python choking her. There's some jewelry that you'll put on and you'll get pains in your back, pains in your leg, and so forth. This is demonic spirits. And listen, listen, listen. You think it's something so negative when I'm telling you that this stuff happens with jewelry. How many of us have seen the advertisement on Facebook, on TikTok, on this, that, and the other. Buy this bracelet and it will bring you good luck. Buy this bracelet and it and wear it and it will cause your body to heal. And so don't you know there has been something pronounced over it in order for it to do what they're saying that it will do? And so forth. We've got to be careful. We got to be careful in some of the ethnic artifacts from our Indian relationships, from relationships, relatives, from our African re relatives, places that you know that witches, witch doctors, black magic is done. Don't children, beloved. We want to be black and proud. Be careful of what we're putting in our homes while we're being black and proud. And the one thing that you can do as you take stuff out before you buy stuff, ask God, ask Holy Spirit, is this contaminated with anything? If it is, God cleanse it, you know, do whatever. But don't just take things just because we're trying to be cute or we're trying to be black and proud, or we're trying to do this, that, and the other. You know, good luck charms. You would think that, hey, what's wrong with a good luck charm? It's bringing me good luck. Darling, be mindful, be careful. How I have seen in the church, young men, haven't seen it with the women, young girls, and I'm sure they did it, I just didn't see it, but young men that would come to church with skulls and skeletons on their t-shirts. That is not sanctifying the Lord. That is not glorifying the Lord. That is all going towards the devil, every bit of it. So anyway, open door, open door. Okay, abuse and trauma, abuse and trauma. Yes, ma'am. Emotional abuse, verbal abuse, physical abuse, trauma, being raped, being molested, soul hurts, bitterness, homosexuality, transgender. Anything along these lines, praise be unto God. This is traumatic in the person's womb, a spirit. The spirits are wounded. They're hurt. Their souls are hurting so bad. And it's a part of the rejection factor. Everything that I just named, there's no way you could have had these things happen to you and not walk in rejection because somebody did it, somebody violated you, somebody took advantage of you. And in all of this, you have now entered into a place of abuse. You're traumatic, you're hurt. And guess what? Hurt people end up hurting people. And so you're hurt, you end up hurting somebody else. And the list goes on. So not only is it a traumatic to you and demons coming into you, it also goes to the fact that you are using your horrible experience and then you do these things to other people. And it doesn't happen to all of us. Hear me. It doesn't happen that way to all of us. And you would think, since you didn't, remember when I said about inherited, you didn't do anything to get it. It was just in your bloodline. And then I'm telling you, you get demons placed here in your life because of what somebody else did to you. You didn't do this to yourself. Somebody else did it to you and opened the door for demons in your life because of rejection. Let's go on to the next one. Illicit sexual encounters. Sex is a spiritual act that affects the soul, the mind, and the will. S illicit sex. Beloved, beloved, beloved. No wonder God said to us, sex is to be confined within the boundaries of marriage. It is to be bound in that place. Beloved, I know for some of you, what I'm about to say is going to be strange to you. But every single person that you have had intercourse with, every single person, spirits from that person has been now transferred to you. I want you to understand that. It has been transferred to you. You can find yourself acting in a certain way that you never acted before, but you find out this is a character trait of the man and or the woman that you had sex with. Spirits are being transferred. when the word says that the two shall become one, you become one, as you know, physically, this is him and this is her, physically. The two of you don't become physical one like that, but spiritually, you can become one. Another way that the two of you become one is when you have a baby. Now that baby is part you and part him. You've become one through that way. But every person that you have slept with, spirits have been transferred. And when I was doing this on yesterday, the vision that God gave me, and it freaked me out. It freaked me right out. Here I am. I'm going to use me. Here I am. Y'all see me. I'm cute. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. I'm cute. I look fine. However, in the spirit realm, when you can see in the spirit, you'll see a demon of hatred, a demon of violence, a demon of vulgarity, the demon of pornography, a demon of this. And you'll see these demons, antennas, all coming out of my body. See, with the natural eye, you can't see that. But in the spiritual realm, these demons are there and can be seen in the spiritual realm. And looking at that, I now, which is this cute face and so forth, now am an ugly, horrible, frightening something. And God showed that to me. Saints of God, if I could get that picture in your head, that is what it looks like in the spirit realm, may you stop any sex that you're having outside of marriage so that no other demons can be transferred to you. And then may we go to the place where we are being delivered and every bit of that is dropped off. Every bit of it is dropped off. Illicit sex, God, listen, saints, God created sex. There's nothing wrong with sex between a husband and a wife. Nothing wrong with it. God didn't want you to deal with other people's spirit. He didn't want you to have diseases. He didn't want you to have unwanted pregnancies. He didn't want you to have pregnancies that, because of stuff, ended up with deformities. That was not God's design when he designed a sexual encounter for us to get to know our partners. That's not what God created that for. And yet we have abused it. And some of us, because of childhood abuse, we walk into all of this into our adulthood, prostitution, male or female. Like I said, the same sex stuff, all kinds of stuff we walk into because of spirits that we are now carrying around with us. This is an open door, beloved. It's an open door, and nobody is exempt from it. I don't care how much words you know. I don't care how cute you are. I don't care how much education you have. I don't care how much money you have. If this is an area in your life that has been open to Satan and Satan has come in, sat down, and made himself at home, you need to be delivered. You, we, all of us need to be delivered. Another one is very touchy, and that's why I said I'm glad I gave y'all the good news before we got to this. Abortion. When we commit an injustice against another person, it brings about a curse. And evidence of that curse is depression, anxiety, rebellion, other signs of it. Abortion is murder, whether we like to hear it or not, it's murder. Many of us, Christians, have had abortions. Many of us have had them after we got saved. We've had abortions. It brings a curse. But please let me say this, because I have ministered to people that have had abortions who wanted children afterwards and couldn't seem to have children. And they believe that God cursed them so that they could not have children. They believe that God cursed them and causes their relationships to break up because they had abortions. Saints, hear me when I say this. The same God that forgave us for our sins, abortion, which is murder, is a sin. That same God forgave you for that. He forgave you for that. He forgave you. 9 out of 10 times, you didn't forgive yourself. And you're walking around claiming that God is cursing you, expecting curses, damning yourself, self-rejection because of something you did, and you feel guilty and you feel ashamed about it. God has forgiven you if you sought forgiveness and if you repented. Now, if you had an abortion, you asked God to forgive you and he forgave you, and then you're still sleeping around and you get pregnant again and you have another abortion, and abortion becomes your birth control, beloved, you never repented. You never repented. You were never released here. You brought this upon yourself. Understand, it's a door to demons. It opens the door for demons. However, once again, you can be set free of this. Anything that I'm sharing with you today is not to bring you to the state of depression, but it's to bring you to a place of repentance. Saying, God, I can look at the time over all these years where I can see where you blessed me, and yet I was still in my mess. Didn't the word say something? And I don't have it verbatim, but doesn't the word say something? Yet while we were still in our sin, that Christ came and died for us. He didn't wait till we got clean and died for us. He died for us while we were in our sin. Well, beloved, even after you've accepted Jesus Christ, if you're doing these things, he is still just and able, willing to forgive. We need to forgive. We need to repent. We need to go the other way. We need to, by faith, accept our deliverance, because it's available to us. Next is entertainment. Entertainment that's not godly. Movies, TVs, music, all of these are portals for the enemy to come into your life. Him and his demonic cohorts. Porn equals adult entertainment. Entertainment, one of the things I thought was very interesting. When we look at entertainment, entertain me. Enter, E-N-T-E-R, the first word in the word entertainment, or to be entertained. We open the door for them to enter. I open the portals for demons to enter. It's right there. Enter me. Come on in. Get a seat. You want a beer? You want a glass of wine? You want popcorn? Come on in. Movies that are filled with violence and murder and rape and gun shooting. And listen, y'all, you know me, I'm so transparent, but I love action movies. You know, some people used to laugh at me. I love action movies, especially where the woman is getting revenge on some man that has violated her. And I'm like, yes, do it, girl. Get him. Get him. I loved it. Because I wanted to see women conquer. I wanted to see women conquer. But beloved, the violence, the vulgarity, the music with calling the women bees, and the women that are making music talking about their private parts and calling them by ungodly names. You know, we know the street name for what's between our legs, male and female. We know the street name. We women used to argue because a man would call her a bee. Now what do women do? Call each other. You mean you my bee? Come on. How do you think that God is glorified in that? That is serving Satan, my love. That is serving Satan. That is opening up portals for every demon in hell to have a field day. Then you have the moment of weakness. And a moment of weakness, and we snap. And the area that used to be a choice now becomes a chain and becomes a cycle. Somebody could keep abusing you and lying on you and doing things, and you get mad about it, and they keep on doing it, and you get madder and you get madder, and the next thing you know, the spirit of anger comes out and you blast them, and before you know it, everybody that walks across your path is, man, you better watch out for Etta, because man, she is angry. You just got to say the slightest word and she will cut your head off. And so forth. So what used to be a choice, I used to could choose, excuse me, if I'm going to be angry. Now it's no longer a choice. It's a chain. It's a cycle. It's how I live. It's how I communicate. It's what motivates me. I'm full of anger. Your behavior becomes irrational. The person that took smoked a joint, you know, the first time, you know, it was a choice. The first time you smoked a joint, it was a choice. And then you continue to do it. Now it has become a chain. It is a cycle. You can't stop. It becomes an addiction, a habit. The same with drugs. The same again with pornography. All of these things, beloved, are opening doors for demons. Man, I tell you, as I go through this, and I think of how many of these things one person that might hear my voice right now, or one person that may have heard my voice yesterday, how many of them are walking in all of these? And we wonder why the world is so crazy. The last one is unforgiveness. Unforgiveness leads to bitterness, it leads to hatred, it leads to murder. And that murder can be a spiritual murder. That murder can be a psychological murder. That murder can be an actual literal murder. You could not forgive somebody, and not forgiving them, you become so full of hatred for them. You're bitter about it. You become so full of hatred. And then that hatred, before you know it, you end up snapping. That'll go back to the snap. If you end up snapping, and bless the Lord, I heard you, Holy Spirit. You end up snapping, and ending up doing that, you end up killing somebody. You end up, what's the other word? Assault and battery, because you are so angry because you didn't forgive somebody. Forgiveness is not for the person that you're forgiving. It may save their life from this hatred and murder. It may save their life, but it's not for them. It is for you, so that you are not bound to that person. When we don't forgive somebody, that person is controlling us and they don't even know it. It is so that you can be set free, beloved. That is all about. Your forgiveness is, I release my right to seek revenge. I release my right to seek revenge. I am no longer trying to hold them accountable for what it is that somebody did. And Donna, I thank you. I just now saw the scripture that she put up there for us. But God commendeth in his love towards us, that in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Saying that, saints of God, in all of these things, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ made a way for us to be set free. These are open doors. These are open doors where we are letting the enemy come in. Again, some of it is inherited. And like I said, because you didn't know, you couldn't do anything about it. The word says that my people perish for a lack of knowledge. Beloved, today you have been given knowledge. And listen, knowledge in our conscious mind. What I just did was put in your conscious mind this information. So it's up here in the conscious mind. This is knowledge that you have. Now, as you meditate on it, as you do introspection, as you go before God, it comes out of the conscious mind, and you should be working to get it out of there and get it back into your subconscious mind. And when it gets into your subconscious mind, it is no longer just knowledge. Now it is revelation. May you this day walk in the revelation of what has had you bound, even after you were saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit. What has had you bound? And know that through Christ, you can be delivered. Through him, you can be delivered. Babies, when we come back next week, I'm going to walk you through the steps of self-deliverance. In the meantime, and this week's time, I need you to be praying. I need you to be talking to God. I need you to be asking Holy Spirit, reveal what happened to me. Reveal these things that I'm going through. Reveal what it is I need to get rid of. Reveal it to me, Holy Spirit. I need you to repent of every known sin. And then when you get your known sins that you repent for, God, show me what I don't know so I can repent for those. Known and unknown, let us repent. Saints of God, the word of God tells us that signs, wonders, and miracles, all of these things are going to follow the believer. It's going to follow us as believers. I am imploring you to let us bring back the power and the authority. I shouldn't say bring it back because it's here. We just haven't activated. We haven't walked in it. So, but let us, and this is specifically for all of you that are on this line right now, let us bring back that power and authority into the body of Christ. Let us get so cleaned and so sold out to God, so sold out to God that my will no longer matters. Lord, it's your will, what you say. That's all I want to do. Father, again, for you I live and for you I die. Father, if my children come up against you, I'm praying for them like Job prayed for his kids. I'm praying for them, Lord God, but I can't go to hell for my children. I can't go to hell. I can't even go to heaven for my children. I can't do it. They have to make decisions on their own, but I'm going to pray for them. Folks, let's cleanse ourselves by the blood that God, that Jesus poured out on Calvary. On Calvary, he poured out his blood. He was beaten for us. He did all of that. He became sin. He who did no sin. He who did no sin. He became sin so that I could get into heaven, so that I could walk free. He justified me. And when, every time I say me, I want you to say me, you, not Etta, you. He justified you. God clothed you in Jesus' righteousness. So he doesn't see your wrong. He put his son's righteousness on you with the shed blood. And being justified, you know, we say, it's just as if I didn't do it. Beloved, admit to these things. Acknowledge these things so that you can be set free. I'll just use this because Brian Boardley likes to tease me all the time about it. I love macaroni and cheese. I love macaroni and cheese. God knows I do. Okay, let me get over that moment, y'all. I just had a moment. Okay. I love macaroni and cheese. As much as I love macaroni and cheese, if macaroni and cheese is pushing me to my death because of my blood sugar, coma, death, whatever the case, if macaroni and cheese is pushing me towards my death, and God has sustained me all of this time, I have a choice. I can continue eating macaroni and cheese, or come to the place where I say, Father, as much as I love macaroni and cheese, I am willing to sacrifice that in order that I may glorify you, that you would be glorified in my living. I don't want you just to be glorified in my dying. I want you to be glorified in my living. Saints of God, the choice is ours. The choice is ours. We can choose to continue to walk as saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit. Get up out of the grave like Lazarus did. And we can remain in our grave clothes. Or you can get those grave clothes off of you and say, he who the Son has set free is free indeed, and I am free. That is the word for us today. In Jesus' name, be ye set free. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. You were not left in a hopeless state. You are not left in a hopeless state. I want you to hear me. You are not left in a hopeless state. Anyone that got convicted by what I said today, that's good. You are convicted but not condemned.
Amen.
Jesus, Lord, have mercy.
Thank you, Father.
You're convicted but not condemned.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because he's a way maker. He's a miracle worker.
Yes.
He's a light in the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
He's a promise keeper. That's who he is.
Yes.
Jesus, Lord, have mercy.
Yes.
And because he wants you to know what's holding you back, he's exposing the devil on every hand.
Amen.
So all we did was expose what has
mm-hmm.
kept you bound.
Mm-hmm.
We have exposed. Yes. So God is giving his daughter, you got it now. You see, that's what did it. Now
mm-hmm.
you resist the devil. Now you get away from it. Now you turn your back on it. Now you repent. I told you what it was. I'm not going to leave you in a hopeless state. I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly in the name of Jesus. I really am through right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
oh,
Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah,
glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father, forgive us of our sins, oh Lord God. Father, forgive us, oh God. And I pray for the spirit of repentance on this line today, Lord God. I pray that, Lord God, as we receive the knowledge that we got today, that we say, in God, thank you for showing us the way. Thank you for showing
Lord.
Us ourselves. Thank you for keeping us, oh God, up to this point. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Up and out anything that was not of God. Up and out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I thank you for deliverance, Father God. In the name of Jesus. I thank you for it, Father God. Every single person on this line, every bloodline cleansed by the blood of Jesus. I was born of my mother and father's blood, but I'm born again now. My DNA has changed. I got the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And I shall walk. You shall walk in the authority and the power and the knowledge of the Most High God. You shall know that every demon must bow at the name of Jesus. It has no power over you unless you allow it. Unless you give him the authority to walk in your life, he has no power over you. Do not blame God. Do not blame him. Do not blame him. It's a choice. Forgiveness is a choice. Sleeping around, it's a choice.
Jeez.
Some of the things you didn't have choice with the generational stuff, but it's a choice if we don't cancel it.
Yeah.
It's our choice.
Glory
Please, Lord,
to
I'm
God.
Finished. I'm finished. I'm finished. To God be the
glory.
Nikki, take it over, honey. Do whatever. I'm through. Hallelujah. God, I thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Honey, I want to just say something before you take over, Nikki.
Oh, but
yes, ma'am.
I'm telling you, and the scripture that came to my mind, and I know it comes to my mind a lot, but we have to hear it and understand it. God said, if my people, which are called by
my name,
will humble themselves and pray. And that word humble means fast. Mm-hmm. Okay. And people don't understand when you are giving up these things, just like you said, giving up macaroni, you're fasting it.
Yes.
When we start fasting these things where the devil is coming in and praying and giving it over to the Lord, he said, and turning from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will hear their land. Mm-hmm. We are the ones stopping the healing of the nation.
Yeah.
And it's in every nation where there are Christians. Why? Mm-hmm. How do we know? Because in every nation, demons are running free.
Absolutely.
Given us
absolutely.
The He's given us the power. He said, when you are tempted, I've already prepared a way out. We
yes.
have no
excuse
giving into sin. And we need to stop it. We need to put the devil in his face. We slap him in his face when we say, devil, you're a liar, and you will not trick me this time. I will not fall for your subtleties. I will not come into agreement with you.
Yes.
We got to put the enemy to flight. And awesome word. Awesome, awesome word of deliverance. I'm
Thank
telling
you, Jesus.
This is God.
Thank Glory you, Jesus.
God. All right, honey. I'm sorry, go on, but
amen. I agree. Amen. I agree. I concur. I said last week when Apostle said that scripture, if my people which were called by my name and humble, I said humble means to fast. It means
That's
to break
right.
away. It means to turn your plate. Whatever it is, fasting means stop. When you're fasting,
okay.
that's stopping. So it means to fast. And oh my gosh, it was excellent. This teaching, I heard it on yesterday. I've heard your deliverance teaching many a times. I agree with what was said by Apostle Rosalind, that all of this can be broken down. You got 12 sessions that can be delved into more deeply than it has been. And, you know, questions and answers and deliverance sessions and praying and what have you. Like, it's a full teaching that can be like, could be for 4 months. This could be, well, 4 weeks, 12 weeks, this can be taught out or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
It is an awesome teaching. And those of us who feel like, oh Lord, here she goes again with deliverance, there's a problem. Those of you who feel like you don't have anything that you, out of those 12 things, if you haven't done it, someone in your family has done it. So you break the curse, you do whatever. And
yes.
my son, prime example of the bitterness, the rejection, his Me father-
too.
He's a, you know, being teased in school, being having issues with my ex-husband, this, that, and the other. My son is a prime example of snapping and the unforgiveness and this, that, and the other. So if you don't believe it exists, look at me and my family. And who
yes.
are we? Apostles, children, grandchildren, this, that, and the other. And I did everything that I could, but he has to be the one to release it. He had to be the one to say, God, I take my hands off of it and I give it to you. But he was under the pressures of the world, under the pressures of the satanic forces and everything, and he snapped. It can happen to those who you think it won't happen to. So I
That's
beseech
right.
you to get it together. I beseech you to have whatever you don't know, everything that she mentioned, if you got to go
Jesus.
Back and listen to it, if you got to do a one-on-one, Apostle, you may have to do in-person teachings on this and this, then this is serious. And then when Auntie said something about, I can't remember, what was the word? She said about when you give into it, this, that, and the other, it's agreeing. You're saying,
yes.
okay, devil, we cool. We can do this. When you agree,
yes.
when you submit to the sin or you fall into it knowingly, it's one thing when you don't know, but when you do it, you're agreeing with Satan and everything and his cohorts and you're co-signing with it and you're doing it. So it's like, oh, I'll repent tomorrow. Okay, Satan, you got me. We buddies today, but tomorrow me and God are friends. No, I've been a victim of that. I have, okay, tomorrow. Who says tomorrow is even promised
That's
to us?
That's right. That's right.
The next minute is promised to us. Who says the next second? We don't know. Get yourselves together. Get it together. Get it together. Get it together. I know I need deliverance from things, and I beseech you, even if you don't feel you do, that's a you need to.
That's a sign that you need to.
Exactly. None of us. None of us. None
that's
of us.
Right.
We don't,
that's right.
None of us.
are exempt from this. None of us are. So again, great teaching, great teaching, great teaching. I thank you for the teaching. I thank you for opening up our eyes and our hearts and just submit, submit, humble and fast. And then watch after we get this deliverance, watch and see really what comes to us. He can't bless us if we're full of all this stuff.
Thank you, Lord.
He will not do it. He will not be walking around carrying all this stuff and we're giving it off to people not even knowing it. We got to get ourselves clean. We got to. I'm getting ready to say someone else take it over. I'm sorry. Oh my God. It was just great. And I thank you for listening. I thank you for going through everything that you had to deal with and go through so that we can be delivered. It wasn't for you. It was for us. And then we're not going through this for us. It's for the next person. And it's for the next person. And it's for the next person. We're making disciples, but we can't make disciples if we're not clean. We're gonna duplicate ourselves.
Yes,
Duplicate ourselves. Doesn't make any sense. And I'm speaking to myself as well. You know, I'm speaking to me as well. So again, I thank you for the word. I thank you. And again, like Jesus. I say, I beseech you all. I'm looking for. I want us in person to do the laying on of hands and delivering and all this, that, and the other. I'm just looking forward. Looking forward to taking this on the road and blessing other people and helping other people to be healed, delivered, and set free from themselves and from the hand of the enemy. You have to go forth and do what thus saith the Lord. So you be prepared. New Vision, I don't know, y'all. Y'all apostle pastor, get ready, go on the road and blow up and help people get delivered. So we got to be right because we're the headquarters, okay?
We're the headquarters.
All right?
This is what I like that she said, because of the fact that, you know, people are going to get insulted. They're going to, you know, feel like, oh, you know, why are you talking to us like that? Listen, when you get hurt and you go to the hospital, that doctor will hurt you first before you get healed.
Amen.
He will hurt you some more because he's hurting you, trying to fix you. And this is what we have to understand. And when we are just try and smooth over the word of God and don't call a spade, we're hurting them in the worst way because we're not giving them what they need to heal. Mm-hmm. We need to give them what they need to heal.
Mm-hmm. Let me throw one other scripture out here. Proverbs 6 and verse 3. Do this now, my son, and deliver thyself. Now, I told you, I'm going to talk to y'all about self-deliverance. Deliver thyself. Remember, I said we all got a choice in what we're doing here. And the word tells us, deliver ourselves. Deliver it by what it is God has given you. And the normal way of deliverance is for somebody else to be praying for you and fasting and so forth and doing all that needs to be done. But he's given us the authority to deliver ourselves. Why? Because we got he who has the authority within us.
Within us, yes.
So we don't have to wait to get to someplace for somebody else to do it for us. Some of those things, absolutely. Some of those things, you need a whole deliverance team. Okay? I'm telling you, seeing it. You need a whole deliverance team. And in that deliverance team, you need the intercessor. You need the psalmist. You need the leader that's going to identify the demons and call them out. You need at least three people to do that. But he also said here, deliver thyself. So those that are in our right minds and those that have the ability to do so, those that have enough faith, deliver yourself. Deliver yourself. Praise be unto God. And I receive the fact that this teaching will go on the road. I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I receive it. Amen. Okay. It's in your hands again, Danielle. God bless you. God bless you, New Vision.